I've always been angry about the fact that they call themselves the boys. For years, I've been, you know, hammering this in a way, talking about it and saying, every time somebody says the boys, I pipe up and I say, and the girls. I mean, I know some of the girls now, so we have a bit more power now because there's a few of us. And then Ben would say, oh, well, you're an honorary girl. Oh, you're an honorary boy. You know, like that was, like that was better. No, but especially Ben, he was absolutely adamant, you know, it was the boys and that's it, you know. The girls didn't count. You know, we weren't allowed into the fold, so to speak. And that was very hurtful. Even in the film, The Windermere Children, I mean, they are mentioned briefly, you know, and at the end of the programme, it's all the older men reflecting. I think it is skewed, but I think they've had a lot more said about them and written about them, and you know they've made sure their voices have been heard. They're very sure of it, but we're always excluded, never mentioned. But I think the girls probably didn't keep in touch in the same way as the boys did, because a lot of the boys settled in the north of England, in Manchester and around that area, and they kept very much in touch. But they were more in control of their future. And whereas the girls were often dispersed either for work or they got married, the older ones got married young, start their own families. And also remember that the British government only allowed us to stay until we'd finished school. So that once the girls had finished school, they didn't have an opportunity to get into business. They could have been dressmakers or something like that, but lower menial, more menial tasks, you know, cleaners or whatever. And they wouldn't have been allowed to stay, whereas the boys, the older ones, set up their own businesses and had people to talk for them, you know, and say, look, these are good people and we need them. And so a lot of them were able to stay in England. And they employed each other, you know, to a certain extent, you know, if they had a business, say, come on, you know, you're not doing anything, come and work for me, so to speak. So I think there was much more dispersal of the girls. The boys stayed together. They had a choice, whereas girls didn't.